In a tangible show of support for community development and youth leadership, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has officially launched the implementation phase of its Greater Youth Volunteerism and Engagement, or GIVE, project. At an official equipment handover ceremony held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs conference room yesterday, the first five community-based youth groups received resources to help bring their volunteer projects to life, part of a wider initiative to deepen civic engagement and local impact. Projects coordinator Dr. Nigel Scott announced the approved Phase 1 group projects.
From the Annisville area, we have the Amazing Grace Seventh-day Adventist Church. They are responding to an environmental hazard in the area near their church. Secondly, from the Hopewell Simon area comes a group calling themselves the A-Team. They will be providing hot meals and cleaning services to support individuals who are homebound, living with disabilities, or experiencing homelessness in the Hopewell Simon area. From Richmond Hill, right here in the capital, comes the Cleaners Crew. They will be focusing on cleaning and maintaining the Richmond Hill Bypass Road to ensure both the safety and visual harmony of the area. From Dixon Village comes Dixon Community Youth. They will be working to engage primary school children at the Dixon Methodist School, the Langley Park Government School, the Georgetown Methodist Preschool, and the Mary Hutchinson Primary School in Union Island through hands-on agricultural education. Finally, from Sharps Village, Chateaubelair, comes EcoClean. They will carry out a comprehensive cleanup and beautification project in the Sharps area of Chateaubelair.
Dr. Scott said the GIVE program will continue to grow, urging Grenadines-based youth groups to apply, and noted that current recipients can reapply in 6 months.
We will provide equipment and materials totaling almost $25,000 and pay stipends of over $30,000 to the volunteers while they are working on their project. There are other projects in the pipeline. Well, from around St. Vincent, and I'll tell you why I'm specifying St. Vincent, including Fitzhughes, Kingston, Villa Flat, and Greggs. We are yet to receive any projects from the Grenadines. So Grenadines folks, if you are listening, we are still awaiting projects from the Grenadines. The Greater Youth Volunteerism and Engagement Program, GIVE, will continue to empower youth and support communities. And we look forward to spending much more of the $1.8 million that has been allocated for this project. So even the groups that are receiving equipment and have been approved, please know that you can also reapply in the next 6 month cycle.
GIVE project coordinator Dr. Nigel Scott. Also addressing the gathering was Minister of Finance, Economic Planning and Information Technology, Honorable Camilo Gonzalez, who hailed the five youth groups as GIVE's history makers, saying they've brought the project to life and shown how government-backed volunteerism can drive national development.
You are the history makers of GIVE. When we talk about GIVE next year and the year after that and 5 years from now and 20 years from now, we'll talk about the five groups that started GIVE, that moved it from being an idea in the head of a policymaker and being something that is real and tangible and people can feel and see and touch. And you, the first five of you, will be the tip of the iceberg or the tip of the spear. And in years to come, you'll be able to say, oh, look at all these GIVE groups going around doing these things. I remember when I started GIVE. And you did. You are the ones that proved that this idea is a good one and this concept is one that we can build upon to go forward.
Minister of Finance, Camilo Gonzalez. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.